Dr. Carney, we hear about patients putting off going to the hospital with serious issues. So don't you think it's going to be hard to get people back?
I do, and I think that the most important thing is that people realize taking care of their health now is as critically important as it was before COVID started. So what we're trying to do is create safe ways for patients to continue to take care of their health.
So how are you going to get people to feel comfortable enough to return to a hospital setting?
So throughout this pandemic, Trinity Health has continued to provide care to our patients. We're just doing it now in different ways. So when you look at the last few months, Trinity has continued to provide care through primary care, maternity care, emergency services. They've been seeing and treating emergencies, admitting patients to acute care, and we've continued to do surgeries on our urgent and emergent cases that are in need. So when we look at that, now what we're focused on is how to provide safe care for those more elective procedures that need to come back so patients can continue to care for their health. There's many ways that we do that and many things that go into that equation. Some of them, just to list examples, are making sure that all of our colleagues are universally protected with masks and appropriate PPE. We also screen everyone that comes into our facility as a patient, and we significantly limit visitors so that we can continue social distancing and safety for all of our patients, our colleagues, as well as the visitors. And now as we ramp up our more elective or non-urgent procedures and screening tests, we're making sure that prior to the procedures, our patients are tested so we can create what we call COVID-free areas for patients that do not have symptoms or signs of COVID.
Obviously, cleaning has taken center stage during the pandemic. So what are you doing differently now?
In our waiting room areas, for example, we have spaced out chairs so that anybody that's in those areas are separate, or we even have patients wait outside prior to coming in. We do have cleaning services that involve disinfecting the areas of high touch, so surfaces, arms of chairs, computer screens, and keyboards, anything along those lines. Obviously, disinfecting equipment, stretchers, anything that the personnel would touch so that it's much safer for both our patients as well as our staff. Those are just a few examples of ways that we can keep the environment clean as we are challenged through this current pandemic and looking forward where we'll continue to do this at the pace we're doing it now. We also try to utilize ways to provide health care through different modalities such as telehealth and use that telehealth wherever possible, especially in settings like primary care or even in consultative services where a provider and a patient can interact through a telehealth modality as opposed to face-to-face if that's necessary to keep everyone safe.
Dr. Carney, thanks for your time.